Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated March 30, 2019. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sestile Tekel and is a podcast project created by Lord Baldrith and run by Asclepius and Style Tekel. The background music is by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, another week, another bit of excitement in the game, and another new development. And we've got a new release on top of it all. So how have you all been going this week? I hope that you've been having a great time and doing everything that you want to do, whether it's adventuring or crafting or exploring or just getting together and having a fabulous time with the rest of this awesome community. But the only thing I have to report is that I'm continuing the grind, and I have noticed that things are getting slightly easier, which is really, really good. And just a note of encouragement to anybody who thinks progress is slow. Yes, it is, but it's worth it in the end. Now, I've been tending to alternate my adventuring lately between the Crags foothills, because you pick up lots of elven bows there, and Ravensmoor. Now, interestingly, Ravensmoor is rated as a level 8 area, which is a bit frightening by the sound of it, and I did struggle there at first, but it's getting a lot easier, and I do tend to drink potions while I'm down there, strength and dexterity, so my stats go up a bit. And yeah, I'm actually enjoying it. It's a fabulous place. Now, last night I went out just for the sake of it. I went back to visit Krull. Krull is an area that has always frightened me, and I've really never managed to get to this famed monkey room alive or last very long. So I thought, okay, let's give it a go. And this is ironic, I think. Krull is still rated as a level 5 area. Ravensmoor is rated as level 8. Now, in Ravensmoor, all of the mobs are green as far as I'm concerned. You know, the nameplates above their heads, they sort of change colour depending on the mob's relative level to yourself. Green is okay. Green, they're either roughly comparable with you, maybe even lower. Yellow, yeah, they're above your level. Orange, that's dangerous. They're a long way above. And if you see somebody with a red nameplate, you run away really, really quickly. The last time I saw one like that was this new lich down at the bottom of the ruins of Ravensmoor. He had a red nameplate, and I thought, oh my god, I'm getting out of here very quickly. I didn't bother to stop and count how many hit points he had, but yeah, red is bad news. So, but as I was saying, the irony is that Ravensmoor, in level 8, everybody's green to me. Krull, level 5, everybody's yellow, and they have more hit points. And it was harder. It's actually harder. But the good news is I got through. Now, I did die a couple of times, I will admit. Once was more or less at my own hand. I mean, if you're running and evading people and not really looking where you're going, then you can fall off the bridge and fall down into lava. You don't do very well when that happens. So, yeah, that was an accidental death, but I did die in combat a couple of times, but the majority of the time I actually handled it and learned a few tricks and got there, got through to the monkey area and completed a round, and I thought, this is awesome, I can actually do this. You may say that I was cheating a little, but I say I'm just taking advantage of what the game offers. I boosted myself up with strength and dexterity potions. I'm using a shield of air, And hey, that's good because any damage is inflicted upon me. I don't lose hit points. I just lose focus. And okay, you see the focus gradually whittling away. When it gets down to zero, yeah, then you're in danger. Although then you just drink a focus potion or a restoration potion or both and you're back in the game. So that is awesome. My strength isn't what it could be because I'm wearing a ring of brittle brawn at the moment. That increases my strength a lot. Fantastic, you know, 40 points extra on the strength, which does tend, I believe, to do more damage when you hit people. But yeah, it takes about 280 off your hit points. So yes, I'm only in the mid 500s. So yeah, I can't afford to lose too many, but I'm protected by the shield of air. I don't lose any until my focus runs out. Then I can hope to recharge it and hope that I'm not getting distracted and attacked at the same time. So I've actually got a chance to drink a potion and hope that I remember to drink it. So yes, I got there and it was great. So progression in the game may seem like a long and never-ending grind, which it is, but you do get there. And yeah, fantastic. So yeah, that was my story for the week. Okay, and we have a new release. We have release 64, awesome. And we have an update. It's update number 325, all about Ask Us Anything, live stream today, quarter two update, and many other things. Alrighty, so first item on the agenda, we're playing Release 64 now. Yeah, lots of people logging in and playing. There's lots of new content to explore, including, well, let's have a look at them. The Arch Lappin has returned. Oh, how I love that little bunny. I might even have a go at him because, you know, as I say, if I've got a shield of air, he can't do me any damage until my focus runs out. That might not take very long, but worth a try. It would be awesome. And he's got new loot. He's got some eggs and he's got some little bunnies on board. So, yeah, worth going out to see if you can knock him over. He's in the Spectral Mines, I believe. We have Spring Equinox items, food decoration items. That's beyond just fruit and veggies, so you can decorate your table as much as you like. And there is now a universal trade channel. I saw that when I was firing up the news to have a look. I'd better go and have a look at that. So I logged in very quickly, had a look at the little cogwheel at the top left-hand corner of the chat box, and looked at all the options. Oh yes, there's a trade channel. Fantastic, you can turn that on. So yeah, you'll be able to see and respond to all the people who are willing to trade stuff, I believe. And exciting, there appear to be messages of the day, both for player-owned towns and guilds. So you can put your own message of the day up when somebody enters your town. That is a brilliant idea. We've got more pirate items, more player dungeon encounters and totems. R60 and R61 livestream items are coming on board. They do take time to go away and build these things, but they're arriving. And there's performance improvements and bug fixes and all that sort of stuff. So excellent. As always, we always say this, check out the Release 64 instructions. They will tell you and keep you up to date with what's changed, what's new, what's important. And it does save asking embarrassing questions like, you know, why can't this happen and why can't I do this and what's going on? Yes, it's there on page 2, line 25 of the instructions. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Right. So have a look at the instructions, and yes, you can download the game and play it for free, which is awesome, and you can also get it on Steam. So there are links here in the news release to the player instructions. Have a look at them. Also, there are still some known issues. They haven't ironed out all of the bugs yet, and it's not perfectly playable on every platform and every situation. Even the poor Mac users are still having a little bit of problem, I believe. Okay, next item is an Ask Us Anything live stream today, which of course is 4 p.m. Central, and which of course has been and gone because that was earlier on, and as usual while I was asleep, but that's okay. It's another content-packed weekly community live stream, and this week they were focusing on answering questions. So put them into Twitch chat during the event. And they said if they had time, they were going to show off some of the new spring items. Now, it's a new month, new live stream. Anything that you purchase at this time goes towards the Dark Spring stretch goals. And I'll just run through them because we haven't talked about them yet. For 15,000, there is a flower hairpiece. For 30,000, a dark leaf spear. 45,000, a flower bed. 60,000, a dark thorn wand and a dark thorn one-handed sword. 75,000, red thorn, that is a shard 4 plant. Decoration pack, how nice! Wouldn't it be wonderful to have those super weird flowers scattered all around your property? Yeah, okay, that's bizarre. Right, 90,000, a dark thorn mace and a dark leaf shield. 105,000, a cenote, is that the way you say it? Okay, player dungeon room, which is a dungeon room that's open to the sky with water and plants. Very nice. And for 125,000, a dark thorn two-handed sword and a dark thorn staff. Wow, okay, right, lots of good stuff there. And okay, it's only a day or so, they're making some progress. We have 3,700 and some raised already, so well done community. And as usual, they were handing out prizes at 4:15 and 4:45, so I hope a lot of people were there and watching and taking part. And as usual, they do mention, if you are a live streamer of the game, you can get a in-game streamer camera, which looks rather nice. Awesome. Okay, now, not only the live streams they have every Friday, there's also a live stream for each release, and the Release 64 live stream is coming up. It's theme is Dark Spring. It's going to happen on Friday the April the 5th. That is next Friday. Everybody's welcome to join. They'll be doing deep dives, answering questions, handing out prizes, and of course tracking towards stretch goals. So what are they doing, you ask? Well, the answer is introductions first, and there will be an Easter egg tour. Nice. It's a tour of hidden things and pop culture references. There's lots of things that are actually hidden in the game, and it's fun if you find these things. And I think the programmers and the devs have a lot of pleasure and a lot of fun in secreting these things away and wondering if and when anybody will find them. And at 4:15, there's an Easter egg hunt. 5 o'clock, they finish up. Okay, what is an Easter egg hunt? What does it all mean? Here it is. They're going to have their very first Easter egg hunt. So, to participate, you search the game for public cache chests with Easter eggs hidden in them. You will have to find a public cache chest. They're the ones that look a bit more fancy. They look as if they've got brass around them, and they are open and openable by anybody. So that's what they've decided to use, obviously. And you rush around the game. I mean, yeah, no, it's only a small little area, isn't it? It's only going to take you 5 minutes to cover the whole of Novia. Yeah, sure. Okay, good luck. Now, if you find eggs named Easter Egg Hunt 5th prize, Easter Egg Hunt 4th prize, etc., then you have won.
Awesome.
So then what you have to do is you have to hightail it back to hometown, find Vascorp Paw or Atos there, and turn in your egg. Easy. Sweet. So, now, some chests are going to have miscellaneous stuff, like confections and crowns and regular eggs. Obviously, not every chest is going to have the nice prize that you're looking for. So, if you feel like rushing around like a mad thing, join in. Could be a lot of fun. The prizes are as follows. Well, the 5th prize is a Royal Elven Longbow. Very nice. 4th prize, an ornate Elven Furniture Set. 3rd prize, an Elven Guard Tower. 2nd prize, a Hollowlog 2-story Village House. And the 1st prize is a player-owned town, village, lot, property deed. Lovely. Now, as we alluded to previously, they'll be also tracking towards their stretch goals. Very nice. And they will be giving away prizes, including a black butterfly mask, a wedding dress, wedding tuxedo, a tall white floral box hedge fence, an ornate elven planting beds set, and a storefront greenhouse 4-story row home. Very nice indeed. Okay, so remember that. That's coming up next Friday. Next item on the list is the Quarter 2 2019 update. Right, this is a bit of a long post, so we'll try and get through it. Greetings, avatars. Right, the first quarter kicked off 2019 with a huge bang. We added the Envy Angel, which is another seasonal boss. More expansions to the player-made dungeons, including encounters. Backslot items, pronged weapons, pirate items, massive repricing. Fertilizer for agriculture, crown store polish, baby dragons. I have not seen a baby dragon yet. I gotta go look. And tons of quality of life improvements. Okay, so they have done a lot. Second quarter is going to be just as amazing. We'll have crafting specializations, the ability to flag your row lots as empty, so you can grow crops. That'll just be an empty block of land. Nice. The return of the Atavists of Purity, Episode 2 areas, raid groups, and more quality of life improvements. Excellent. Stay with us for Episode 2. Da-da-da-da-da-da. As we've stated previously, they're going to publish quarterly schedule updates detailing the monthly releases. These are going to continue, as before, on the last Thursday of each month. Now, as before, as they always say, this is elastic. They can respond to these things based on feedback. If they feel it's important to go in another direction temporarily, okay, that's fine. The goalposts get moved around a little bit, but this is the overall plan. Beautiful. And they do mention they have a set of priorities, and this will continue through the second quarter. They keep a running list of their top 10 priorities that they use when they're building the schedules, allocating the team's resources. It has a very strong influence on what we work on at any given time. Doesn't mean we only work on something that's on the list. Just means that if someone can assist with something that'll help undress an item on the list, fine. We make sure they do that before working on anything else. So, what is on the list, you ask? Well, number one is quality of life. General improvements to quality of life by removing slowdowns and annoyances in gameplay. Make the whole game nicer and better and easier to play. Number two, systems and user interface polish. Well, it's a work in progress. We have to acknowledge it is a work in progress. It's getting better. And they're also going to continue polish various user interface elements. Right, number three, bug fixing. There's always bugs. There always will be. But they're stamping them out as fast and as effectively as they can. Number four is performance. Yes, it's much more playable now, but there's still more to be gained. So, code and content changes to improve performance. Number five, the new user experience polish, making it better, more engaging, and more intuitive and more fun for new players coming in. As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I started up another new character, and I found the new user experience was actually much more pleasant, and actually it's quite addictive. So yeah, I really had to discipline myself to switch off and go back to what I'm doing. Number seven, seasonal content. Right, there will be content to support summer events. That was number six. Number seven, improved reward cycle. Upgrading to the quality and the quantity of loot. That's nice. You like getting good loot. If you've taken the trouble to kill a mob, especially if it's something you took 10 or 15 or 20 minutes to kill, you would like a good reward for it. Not a black pearl and 5 gold. Yeah, that, you think, whoa, what did I do that for? So, that'll be good. Player-made dungeons, new features and content. Shipping phase 3. Oh my goodness, there is still boxes to be shipped. How sad. Okay, all right. All I can say to people who haven't got them yet is please hang on. Sorry for the inconvenience. They do know about it. And I think they're trying to do it as fast as they can. And number 10 is episode 2. Awesome. New areas for dwelling and adventure related to episode 2 will go live. So, in more detail, we have release 65, which is coming at the end of April. Performance, improving frame rate, reducing hitching, and load time reduction. Nice. Combat, they'll be doing a balance on summoned pets. Very good. Crafting and economy, you can use fertilizer now to make your plants grow faster and better. You can also purchase items from the vault section of the Crown Shop. Now that will feature rare, previously expired items that will be available for a limited time at a premium price. So yeah, if something is technically expired, you might be able to find it in the vault. But it will cost more, and it probably won't be around forever. Okay, player-owned player towns and player housing. Oh, they're going to have paintable towns. Oh my goodness. I hope there's some control over the colours. Oh dear. We're going to have people painting their houses purple. Yikes. Okay. And yeah, live stream content, stretch goal items, very nice. Release 66 in May 30th. The first area associated with episode 2 will appear. Yowies. Nice. And we have a map here with these funny little shaped islands up to the north of the mainland. Looks nice. Okay, so they're going to appear on May the 30th. Beautiful. We can all rush off and support and explore these new areas. Performance, okay, frame rate, hitching reduction, there you go, load time. Again, combat, this is going to be interesting. Players will be able to join multiple groups into large raids. If you want to attack, well, another guild, for example, or a town or whatever, you can probably join 10 or 20 of you into a group and have a raid. That sounds scary. Okay, crafting and economy. This is exciting stuff. Crafters will be able to choose a single crafting specialization, like smithing, tailoring, alchemy, carpentry. Now, the beauty of that is you have more control and more choice. As you know, as I know, it can be so frustrating. You're trying to masterwork or enchant an item, and okay, we've got the wonderful random system. Yes, it'll work 85% of the time the first time. Whatever, 40%, 43% of the time the third time. So if it works, which you're sort of hoping for, then you get a random list of three effects that you can put on this item. And sometimes you look at them, you think, I don't want any of those. Oh, God. Why did I have to get them? But that's it. There's nothing you can do about it. Except now there is. You can now choose a single specialty. So, I mean, if I have the experience points, which I'm sure I won't, I'd go for carpentry because I like making my own bows. Okay, so you've got this single specialty, and then when you do your crafting or enchanting, you don't get a random selection of three. You can choose what you want, and that is going to be amazing. So that'll be nice. Now this might even force cooperation and joint efforts amongst the community, because if you can't do more than one specialty, then one person would have to select carpentry, for example, and do all the masterworking, and then pass it off to somebody else who specialized in alchemy, and he or she would do all the enchanting. So, okay, we're spreading the load and encouraging group efforts and cooperation. I think that could be a good idea. Okay, now, player towns and player housing, you can flag their row lots as empty, so you can plant crops on row lots. Nice. Okay, and live stream content, again, more live stream things are coming into the game. Release 67 is coming up June the 27th. So these Luminous Atavists, this guy, he's returned from hiding. The story behind this is some residents of Novia aren't pleased with the sudden and voluminous influx of outlander immigrants. Oh, immigration's always a problem, isn't it? In the real world and in game. Oh dear. So the answer is, yeah, build up walls, keep them out, and destroy them when they get in. Yeah, familiar story. Okay, the Atavists of Purity have vowed to rid Novia of the Outlander scourge. And of course their cry is, their houses crowd our fair towns, their wares compete with those native Novian merchants. And that's the Luminous Atavist who's leading the charge. He and his lieutenants, the Night Purifiers, have been known to ambush unwary outlanders on the road. So you can look forward to random encounters with these guys. They're even swelling their ranks with common folks who call themselves Unifiers. Okay, nice. So, yeah, that's one of their seasonal bosses who's coming in to release 67. Performance work, again. Crafting and economy. Ooh, another little addition to crafting and economy. If you are a grandmaster in a crafting school, you get a set of new and exclusive effects for masterworking and enchanting. So you get more stuff available, which is nice. And if you've specialized, you can choose which stuff you want. So fantastic. Okay. Player towns, player housing. Oh, players will have the ability to add custom conversations to their NPCs, so you can write your own dialogue. That is nice. Okay, and live stream and seasonal content is coming in. He closes by saying, as always, we continue to be incredibly thankful for the support we receive from this amazing community. While the financial support you provide makes all of this possible, it pales in comparison with the faith you have in us, the feedback you provide us, and the content you are making for everyone to enjoy. We are humbly grateful and we are always excited to see you each month in New Britannia. So join us for episode 2, which will have a new story, new lands, a revamp of the quest and journal system, that'll be good, a theatre system, treasure hunting with treasure maps that show up as loot, item affinity, taming system expansions, customizable NPCs, and expanded permissions for containers and doors. Wonderful. That's sincerely by Star Long, executive producer. Okay, that's exciting stuff, and a lot to look forward to over the next quarter. Right, next item, as they have been mentioning for a while, we have these Dark Star recurring items. As they did mention, it was Dark Star's birthday on March the 12th. In honour of that, there's these Dark Star items that are available in the shop, in the Crown Store, which will be available for a limited time. And we have, as mentioned, a fur-collared cloak, the Lord British versus Dark Star battle banner, the Dark Star shield and pattern pack, and the Dark Star basement entrance eternal pattern. So if you would like any of those, they will be available in the Crown Store for a limited time. Then they'll probably come back next year. Next item, the Lord of the Isle episode 2 bundles. Well, episode 2 is getting closer, as we've just mentioned. So if you want to get in on the ground floor, and not only on the ground floor, on a very substantial floor, and have a property that's the envy of everybody else, this is the opportunity. They are looking at episode 2 bundles. If you have a lot of cash jingling in your pocket and you really love this game, as a lot of us do, we really do, you may be moved to support it in this way. So you can purchase an episode 2 bundle, and this is what you get. You get a Place Anywhere castle lot deed. It is, if you put it in a player owned town, it's tax free forever. That's a significant advantage, people, let me tell you. Or if you place it anywhere else, it's tax free for a year. You can also put it on water, so that's nice. You get a title, Lord of the Isle or Lady of the Isle. You get a unique home. You get also one extra home, a castle basement, a castle wall set, a unique Lord of the Isle dungeon room. Now, they say you get 1400 crowns. I think that is, this was written before the currency exchange, so that probably means 140,000. I'm doing that totally in my head, and it's probably wrong. But everything is multiplied by 100, so you get a lot of crowns. Okay. You get 999 bank slots. You get 12 prosperity tools, 2 unique in-game items, early access to episode 2, an episode 1 box and map signed by the team, a 1-hour one-on-one teleconference, you know, video conference with Chris for design discussion, a real silver ring crafted personally by Lord British, an in-game version of that ring, a tour of the Portalarium offices, which no longer exist, but I think they're going to take you around Lord British's house, which are very, very nice, and a fine dinner and drinks with the team. Awesome. Now, that's only $6,995, so don't get killed in the rush, but it'll be very worthwhile if anybody wishes to support the game to that extent. And there's been one or two who've done it already. Some very, very noble citizens. Okay. Now, as is usual, next item on the list, they give a reference and a link to last week's live stream, which, if you miss it, it's there, or it's available on their YouTube site. And they are talking all about the Archlappen returning and progress they are making towards the stretch goals. So hop into that, look at it, and review it if you missed it. Their live streams are always interesting and lots of good information there. Not only, but also, Atos has been live streaming most days, and I get little messages all the time saying, Atos is live streaming. Wow, if only I had time to look at it more. But he's been doing quite a bit, and there's a live stream on just about every day. And you can also check those out on the YouTube channel. And the good thing is, if you subscribe to it, you get an email whenever they upload a new video. So you can check out everything that they're doing. And there's a few links in the newsletter here to all the stuff that Chris has been doing. So keep up to date with that, and you'll know exactly what's going on. Right, the next item in the list is the rewards program, which we do mention every week, but hey, it's good to see people getting on board. It's good to see people walking around with the title in the game. This is great. As we mention from time to time, all of these cool rewards that they make, it's their way of saying thanks for contributing to the game and supporting the game. And all you need to do is to support the game to a minimum of $5, either during the live stream or during the day of the live stream, or if they decide to expand it for the whole month. So that's fine. And if you forget to do that, then you don't get any of these cool rewards. And that's pretty sad. But this is the way around it. And it's great. If you are prepared to sign up for $9 a month, which is basically the price of two cups of coffee, you will be supporting the game. They'll be eternally grateful. And what you get as a reward, as a thank you, you get 900 gold crowns every month. You automatically participate in these stretch goals. You don't have to think about it or remember to do anything. You get an exclusive title every 3 months, which is great. You can pick any die pack every 6 months, and 3 obsidian potions every month. These obsidian potions are fantastic, and I wouldn't go anywhere without them. So have a think about that, support the game, and think of it as a very small subscription, if you will, but it is well worth it, and you do get rewards. Okay, next item, well, the upcoming events calendar, they've just got it listed there. April 5 is the release live stream, April 6 is the release 64 dance party, and on it goes through to August, where they've got release 69. So it's just going to keep coming and rolling out, and the game's getting a little bit better, a little bit more polished, a little bit more refined each month. Good things to look forward to. Okay, community events on the calendar. Well, the first one is the R64 dance party, as I just mentioned. And lovely picture here, entitled Rift's End Meets the Queen of Chaos. And this is a post by Amber Rain in the forum, who says, join us in Rift's End for the traditional tester flag fest known as the Release 64 Dance Party. Come help the devs test the limits of the newest update. While partying on the Queen of Chaos, we will have our ears tantalized by the best beats this side of the rift by the one and only Lord of Chaos, Darkstar himself. So he'll be DJing for the party. This is a party you are most certainly not going to want to miss. The Queen of Chaos, the Lord of Chaos, on the Isle of Chaos, one night only, April the 6th, 2019, 2 to 5pm New Britannian time. Don't forget and don't miss that date, alright? At Rift's End. And it is on the Isle of Chaos, which is just off the main island of Rift's End. You will be able to find it. And it's only on Avatar's Radio. So put that in your diaries and be there. Alright, another community event, Daggers in the Dark. Now, the New Britannia Theatre Troupe did put this event on a few weeks back, and from the feedback we've got, it was a bit of a raging success. We didn't fall over, we didn't embarrass ourselves, it didn't all fall down in a screaming heap. In fact, we actually managed to carry it off pretty well, I think. There's always room for improvement, and every time we do something, we cast a critical eye over it and think, how can we make that better? Okay, the synchronization we've looked at, we think we can make that a little bit better, or significantly better, so that's good. And we've had a bit of feedback saying, you know, some people say, I couldn't get there at the time. Will you do it again? Okay. So, being suckers for punishment, we decided that we would do it again. It is the same program, but it is better. And we would love to have everybody who can come along and support us, and hopefully don't throw rotten tomatoes at us, but we will do our best to entertain you. And not only that, we're going on the road. It's not in Rift End this time. We have a gracious offer from Wafdom at the town of Serpent's Watch. Now, where's Serpent's Watch, you say? Okay, you'll have to get your maps. It's a player-owned town a little bit to the south and west of Brittany. Just over the bridge and head west a bit, you will see Serpent's Watch. There is a lovely amphitheatre there, which we have decorated and modified, and it's just perfect for the play. So look forward to seeing as many people as possible there. Hey, let's see if we can push the limits of the game and see how many people we can crowd in. There is plenty of seating. And if you're wondering how to get to the amphitheatre, it's a little tricky, but if you enter Serpent's Watch, there's two ways to do it. One, just talk to the town crier, and you are looking for a keep property owned by Athenil. That's the easy way. And then it'll appear in your overhead compass, and you just follow that little icon. Fantastic. All right. The other way is to go through the town, cross the lake. Once you've crossed the lake, you head towards the right-hand end of the lake. There's a house there. Behind the house, there are two tracks that are originating and heading off up into the hills. Take the right-hand track, and that's the way you will get to the amphitheatre. Okay, it is on March 30th, 2019, at 8 p.m. game time. We are all planning to be there and to entertain you, so let's hope you can join us. And says here, the New Britannia Theatre Troupe presents the next play, written by Gabriel Nightshadow and performed by a number of voice actors across New Britannia. It is actually a multinational cast. So awesome. They're getting together for your pleasure and entertainment. The music score is composed by Amber Rain. So, daggers in the dark, remember that. Don't trust anyone. You never know who might be holding the dagger in the dark. Next item, Merits. As we mention every week, a great app. Put it on your phone, that's all you have to do. It couples up with your Fitbit or your health app on the phone, counts the number of steps you take, and you get points. It's as simple as that. You can spend those points on obsidian potions, which is what I do. They also offer a sweepstakes every month, and for March, they are offering a Circle of Stones Rift dungeon entrance plus a 125-point dungeon. And trust me, a 125-point dungeon is a fairly serious thing. There are not very nice creatures down there. So you can get that for free. You can enter the sweepstakes every day, and it costs you 2,500 points to enter. And at the end of the month, somebody's going to walk away with this. It is still March, technically. You still have the chance to enter. Get into it. All right. And the project to support is Avatars Radio. They've been pushing this a little bit lately, but I think well worthwhile. It's a community-run and a community-funded radio station. It was founded by community member Amber Rain. Now, technically, they are totally separate to Portalarium. So, just because you've subscribed to the game, or you might have paid lots and lots of money to support the game, that's fantastic. It doesn't mean you supported Avatars Radio. They are quite separate. They air plays, music, sermons, speeches. They organise the monthly release dance parties. You can listen to them on the website or through one of the ether amplifiers inside the game. And those ether amplifiers were also a community member's invention. And Portalarium looked at that and said, great idea, let's do that. So, another example of how this game is a hybrid. It's as much driven by the community as the developers. Okay. But the radio station is a fully fledged, commercial, internet-based radio station. The DJs give all their time and their hard work for free for the love of the community, but they do look at licensing fees and royalties. So if you're able to support the station at all, then have a look at their website, and they have a Patreon button. So think about supporting them because it is very well worthwhile. Finally, resources, players helping players, which we always mention. It's heartwarming and it's very pleasing to see new players coming into the game every week, every month. And there's a special area in the forum for new players to not only introduce themselves, there's a welcome forum, but there's a player created resources forum. Anything you might want to know, any question you might have, it's probably there. They've got heaps of resources, and just go there and ask a question, it will be answered. And there is also a link to a community resources page for a complete listing of everything related to the community. Okay, I think that's about all the news for the week. A nice, meaty news week this week with the new release coming out and lots of stuff happening on the horizon. It'll be exciting to see all those developments taking place over the next months. I'll be here and I'll be so happy to see it all taking place. And it'll be exciting to explore these new lands in part two. I will be ecstatic when I can hop on my boat and sail there. But in the meantime, I guess we'll have to use ferries as we do to get around the place at the moment. But I wish you a great week, safe travels, please don't die too often, there is very little future in it, and enjoy life in New Britannia. So I'll take us out. This wonderful background music for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Also thanks to Style Tickle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting this newscast on Avatars Radio. And don't forget, as we mentioned, Avatars Radio does need your support to keep the magic of this podcast, events, and music going. You can visit their page at avatarsradio.info and click on the Patreon link. This is Asclepius signing off until next week with Echoes from the Caverns.